Toysis in Sanhedrin and Daf Samach Gimel ask, and the Gemara in Beitza and Daf Yud Beis says that Mevashel Gid Hanosha B'Yontif Loke Chomesh, and one of them is for Mevashel B'Yontif. So Toysis says, why isn't this considered a Lav Shebechlolos? Because under the Issa Melacha, 39 forms of Melacha. So you see, the Rav said from Toysis, from his question, that Toysis thinks that the Isurei Melacha and Shabbos and Yontif, the Lamentes Melachos, are not that there's one Lav of Lo Sasuka Melacha, and just the 39 Ofanim of how to violate the Lav, but that subsumed under the Isa Melacha are 39 separate Isurim, each one for its own Melacha. And that's why Toysis asks that it should be a Lav Shebecholos. However, the Rambam considers all of these Isurim, these are Shabbos, to be one Isur and just 39 different Ofanim. Rashi and Toysis have a discussion, where's the source for the Lav of Hotzor? Is it Vikali Mehavi, and or Lo Yetzi Ish Mimkomo Al Yotzi? However, the Ram doesn't count those, and the Ram seems to say that by Hotzor, it is only, and he uses those psukim for other things, but the Rambam learns it's only a general Lav of Issa Melacha. Hotzor is one of the 39 Melachas. So according to the Rambam, it's not 39 Isurim. It's not considered, you know, he doesn't have to relate to the question of why is it not a Lav Shebechlolos, because they're not 39 different Isurim subsumed under that Lav. And there's a nafkamin in this, whether when you're masra for an Issa Melacha, do you have to be masra specifically for the Av Melacha that's being violated? So the Toysis Vid, and also Toysis in Shabbos, and Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, hold that you have to be master for the specific melacha, because that's the Isur is an Isur melacha. And actually, the Minchas Chinuch is bothered about that. Why do you have to be master for the melacha? Either Isur and Isur they're all subsumed under the Isur melacha of Lo Sasuka Melacha. So the answer that I've said is because you see that each one of the Lamentes Melachos has a different Chaloshem Issa. However, the Rambam, as Minchas Chinuch points out in Perek Zayin, Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Zayin, doesn't require that you be Masa for the specific Lav, for the Shem Lav, only for the Issa Melech Shabbos. And that's this Rambam's Lishitoso, because the Rambam thinks that they're not set 39 Isurim just if subsumed under the Issa Melecha, but 39 Ofanim only of being of violating the Issa. And the Gemara related to this is also the Gemara in Horius, when the Gemara says, as relates to Bez and Paskin about incorrectly in an Issa Chorus, and therefore if the Rav Tziba does it, then you have to bring a Parah Hamadava. But if it's like the Gemara and Daf Gimel has a Shaila, what if, because if the Bezin was Oika Kol Aguf, you know, as if Bezin eliminated a whole halach in the Torah, that's not considered Hovor at all. So that's Dovisot Stuki Moldenbo. So the Gemara has a Shaila, what about if Bezdin was Oike Chavisha and said Chavisha's Mutter, one of the Lamentes Melachos? Is that considered Akiris Kol Aguf or not? So that Shaila may relate to this question. If it's 39 separate surim subsumed under the malacha, the is malacha, so then that's considered a kiris kolakuf. But if chavisho, any other lamentes malacha, is just one of the forms and fashions to violate these, one of the ofanim to violate, then it would not be a kiris kolakuf. There are other ways you can learn that, but that's one way to learn it. Another nafkamina, this is that Toisis and Psochman, Davhei, says that according to the Mandiyama, that Havor Lelav Yatzos, it would not be Osan Yantiv, because it's not, it doesn't have Shem Melocho, because that's why it's only in Isalav, not in Isakoros and Skila. So this is, the Rav says only, that's Toisis Lishitoso. The Toisis holds from his question about Lav Shebechlolos, that there are 39 separate Isurim, and therefore Havara, since it has its own lav, lo savar eish b'chomos v'sechim, so it's a fact that the Torah is mekil, and it's only a lav, so it's mukuk that Havara is excluded from all the malachas, and therefore it's just a separate Isur, but not, doesn't have a shem Isur malacha. And therefore, Toisus holds that if it's alive, maybe it's not noig b'yontif. But according to the Rambam, everybody holds that havara, even if it's only lalav yatzos, that only means that there's a kula, but it's subsumed under lo sasim alocha, because they're not separate. There aren't 39 separate isurim. Just that there's a kula as relates to this lav. So then it's poshut that it will also be noig on Yontif, and we also know on Yontif since it's included on the Lamentes Malachas.